done now, the baby screams as soon as his leg is crushed or her leg is crushed by the clamp and continues to scream until the head is evacuated to the brains. But those screams are silent because the lungs and trachea remain full of amniotic fluid. Sound from the vocal cords is not generated until air passes by them. This cannot happen until the head comes out of the birth canal and the baby takes his or her first breath.
Your time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else out in teleconference that we have missed? Hearing none, and is there anyone here in Juneau that we have missed? Hearing none, then this will close the public hearing on this bill. Representative Cott, would you come forward, please? Is there any members of the committee who has any additional questions for Representative Cott? I, quite frankly, think we need to do some redrafting on this piece of legislation. I think we need some better definitions that's in there. And would you be willing to work with me to try to draft a little clearer statement of what it is we're outlawing here?
I'd be more than happy to work with you. However, I ought to point out that the definition that's in this bill mirrors the definition that is in the congressional legislation. That definition was the result of numerous hours and experts in the medical field, primarily, that came up with the definition that they thought was acceptable and understandable to everyone involved. So while I'm willing to work on another definition, I think the experts have already crafted this in such a way that conforms to, I think, acceptable standards.
I appreciate that, but we don't have the other side of the argument to present, and I think that might, even if the definition is as it is here and it ends up being that way, that we need to have the supportive documentation that would offset the other argument. So, and I don't have very many people here today anyway, so what I'd really like to do is carry this bill over until Thursday, and maybe we can take a look at it. If the decision is we want to put it forward just exactly like it is, that could be one option, or if there is some other language changes that we might be able to make, we could talk about that. So we'll.
I do have some supporting material. Of course, this does have a judiciary.
I understand that, and I'm there too, but.
I realize that.
Yeah, but we'll hold this bill over then until Thursday, and it'll be the first item that we have up on Thursday.
If I may just make a couple of comments, on, at least I think it's relevant based on what I heard. Again, this bill does not ban late-term abortions. There was some misunderstanding, I think, from some of the folks who testified. Also, the American Medical Association has not taken a position on this particular matter. However, the MAA's Council on Legislation that is comprised of 12 doctors unanimously unanimously voted to recommend to the AMA Board of Trustees their support for this measure. And I think it was pointed out by one of the individuals, the testimony by Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, and I'll just read it into the record verbatim, Madam Chair, with your indulgence. Quote, I believe that, and this was in relation to the federal bill and President Clinton, I believe that Mr. Clinton was misled by the medical advisors on what is fact and what is fiction in reference to late-term abortions, because in no way can I twist my mind to see that the late-term abortions as described, you know, partial birth, and then destruction of the unborn child before the head is born, is a medical necessity for the mother. It certainly can't be a necessity for the baby, unquote. So I think that captures some of the discussion that has been surrounding.
Do we have that in here?
I'm not so sure you have that. There's just a myriad of information and material about this particular matter as it flowed through the Congress over the last 2 years. it certainly developed a full head of steam and ream of paper as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll do this first thing on Thursday morning then. And now this meeting is adjourned.
Thanks.